Hello. So this is really, really important, and I hope that the five of you can acknowledge it. Oh, can we start me at 3 minutes instead of 2:40?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that.
My mistake.
Okay. So firstly, fiber optics are no slower than 5G. They're actually just as fast. So please do some research on that one. Please acknowledge that Mill Valley, California, where the telecom executives behind 5G, they've banned it from residential. Mill Valley, California, successfully banned 5G from its neighborhoods. Okay, so if they're not subject to it, neither should we. So I'd like to read, please, this speech, and I'll keep it under my time. My name is Matt Landman. I live at 1031 6th Street here in Arcata. I'm here to voice that I do not consent to the radiation exposures levels associated with 5G. 5G infrastructure requires a cell tower every 500 feet. In Arcata, this is basically every three homes. So, coin flip, possibly your home may have a small cell right out front of it, about 20 feet from the bedroom window. And these small cell towers emit up to 1,000 times the radiation of current cell towers. 1,000 times the current radiation of current cell towers. So the cell towers that exist, would you like one 20 feet from your bedroom window that emits 1,000 times more radiation than? Think about that, please. So the 5G technology, it has not been proven safe. It has effectively been studied as a weapon and been proven effective as that, but 5G technology has not been proven safe. These new 5G towers will again emit upwards to 1,000 times more radiation than current towers, and there's so many studies showing that being next to cell phone towers causes harm. The 1 millimeter size carrier wave used in 5G tech is also used at airports in body scanners where people have the right to opt out. And worth noting, many countries have removed these body scanners from airports due to health concerns. Living in a 5G environment will be like spending 24 hours a day in an airport security body scanner. Please consider creating an independent, unbiased research committee to assess proximity and cumulative exposure health implications of evolving 5G tech, while especially consider children and pregnant women. I've seen many studies that show that insist that children conceived, born, and raised in a 5G environment will not be able to reproduce. This is really heavy information. The city of Arcata is not capable of making an informed ruling on complex 5G infrastructure deployment without adequate research. No offense, you're just not experts in this field. Experts do exist, however. Topics such as radio frequency, non-ionizing radiation, terpene levels in trees, terpene levels.
Could you wrap up your comments,
So,
please?
yeah, there's a lot of research, but especially, and I'll send all this to you. Terpene levels in plants are impacted by cell towers, okay, which cause fire dangers. Having a small cell near any vegetation will cause fire dangers. That alone should be something to think about. Please just push this as long as you can. Don't make decisions. Wait. Use the precautionary principle. Thank you so much for having a heart in this issue.
Thank you.
So I support all of what it is that Matt just said. I've met with Matt months and months ago as we tried to talk about, what the plan would be when 5G started to try and roll out in this community. And I was hoping that we would have a little bit more time before it came, but here it is. So we don't know how this impacts people. What we know is that it literally was created as a weapon by the military. That's what it was created for. It wasn't created for communication. It wasn't created for accessing media quicker. It's not about that. And so, I mean, I can go into my theories about what it is that I think it's for, but that's irrelevant to what it is that the impact is going to be on our actual health. I personally will probably have to move to somewhere that doesn't have it. I can't even stay in a house that has a smart meter. I have to block out every single crack in my, I have to block out all of my windows in my room because there is an LED streetlight across the street from my house, and I cannot sleep if that's there. Like, these frequencies are really, really strong, and all the research that's coming out so far shows how much damage that it does, and we don't really know anything yet. And so I can tell, I know some of you all, and I know that you're not necessarily down for 5G, which is great, but like, we're going to have to pull out all of the stops to stop this from coming here, because that corporation has a really, really strong hold, especially on our federal government. And so they're the ones who have made it really difficult for us to say no to something that is harmful to us. So, like Matt said, pull out all of the stops to slow this indefinitely. Create a specific group that is focused on doing research about this. Utilize money to hire specific, like, people who understand this topic, understand how it impacts health. It is worth us putting resources and time and energy into stalling this, because this is detrimental. So I really hope that you all take it as your personal responsibility to really understand all the impacts of this before doing anything that could be make it easier to come here. Thanks.
Thank you.
I mainly have a question of clarification. Have you all talked to the indigenous peoples of this land and what their thoughts are on this project? And if not, I want to remind you all that consultation, if you do decide to do this moving forward, consultation does not equal consent. The United States has signed on to the United Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, and so you all should also remember that. Consultation does not equal consent. So as you move forward with this project and you do the research that is necessary, you must also remember not only on your own, not only have this on your own mind about the seven generations ahead and how we should be thinking of not only the impact that this might have on our bodies, but on the water, on the land, on the non-human life that exists around us, but also please, please, please include the indigenous peoples of this land in this conversation and follow their lead.
Thank you.
My name's Joanne McGarry, and I cannot agree more with all the speakers ahead on all the issues. This is a real political federal FCC decision. It's very political, and we should do everything as a forward-thinking community in the vanguard of opposing this type of Big Brother behavior on our community. The precautionary principles that the EU incorporates should really be considered. We should join with other communities like Mill Valley and others in really, really not only stalling this, but exposing what is being thrust in our modern societies just for speed and convenience and profit and greed. And I think that this 5G thing is a symbolic of what is wrong with our community, our society. And I think that we just passed an ordinance regarding plastic pollution. And this is a deeper, heavier, more detrimental pollution, and it's invisible. And I think we really need to not let this happen in our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. So I know a few countries have banned 5G, or actually wireless altogether, in their schools, in their nurseries, and I propose that this permit ban this cell tower anywhere close to children, even in residences. And that might be, I'm throwing this up, this is pie in the sky here, but we need to keep this out of our community. I know that I will not have my kids here if this is here, and I know that individual routers are already very powerful, but this is every 20 seconds we're going to get blasted with this, and it's It's criminal what's happening, and we have to. I wish we had done a moratorium on this before this came. Possibly we could have avoided this, I'm not sure. No. So, good luck. We need it because this is awful. Thanks.
Thank you. If any other member of the public would like to speak on this, please come forward.
Oz of Plaza Point Arcata. As we look at this issue, it's true that Arcata needs a communications corridor. We're alongside 101, and there's a communication strategy that we could adopt as a community, but not this. What I'm hearing tonight gives me a flashback of 1976 aboard a U.S. military vessel out at sea, hearing the call, "Do not rotate or radiate any electronic equipment. Men are working aloft." Now, when that equipment was rotated and radiated, I saw seagulls drop out of the area above the ship, fully cooked on the flight deck. I mean, you could get a knife and fork and eat some bird. What we're doing is using military communications arrays on the ground all over. I can't believe that we don't have the foresight to understand health effects before we jump headlong into catastrophe, whether it's with oil pollution in our oceans and plastic, or whether it's microwave. I live in a Plaza Point, smart meters everywhere. I live in a Wi-Fi fog. I guess I'll just do a little blog. But think of the children and the grandchildren and all of the things that we don't know yet, and consider what we can do proactively to get faster communications with health and safety in mind. Thank you.
Thank you.